This is Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News with Libby Collins.
And a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I hope your kiddos are treating you well. I know you know your mom. Of course you do, Jessica. Are you doing anything special for her?
Not sure yet today. I'll have yet to see what she'd like to do, but definitely involve enjoying the nice weather.
Oh, well, a little later on today, my son's coming in and
nice.
He doesn't know it yet, but he's moving the furniture onto the deck. But that's a nice Mother's Day gift. Listen, have you been watching Top Chef?
I haven't.
Oh,
I
my
am
gosh.
So behind. I haven't even started it.
I have been a fan of that show for years. I mean, I really have. I can tell you all the different seasons, all of the various chefs who have come out of it and now are big, you know, Food Network stars and everything. But when I learned Mark Cass was going to dine at Restaurant Wars, I had to find out more. I have been waiting for months and months and months to have this interview with Mark Cass. He, of course, is with Team Lammy. And Mark, you actually got to go to Restaurant Wars while Top Chef was filming, and you saw everything behind the scenes. So I have to ask you what the experience was like. First of all, how did you get invited to this?
Sometimes it's who you know, right? It's actually through Visit Milwaukee. I mean, invited me and my wife and a number of other community leaders to the event. It was on a Friday afternoon. We ended up being there for about 5 hours or so. Great day, great evening, right on the lakefront. Turned out it was a little rainy and cooler earlier in the day, and then it actually got very sunny for the show, which was beautiful. And just a great day on the lake, just a great experience, Libby, one of those ones that you will remember for a long time.
Well, wait a minute. You said you spent 5 hours there. You couldn't have been dining the whole time. So what goes on behind the scenes of a TV show like that where everything looks like, oh, it happened in a very short period of time?
Oh, no, it's very interesting in that. I mean, we got there, and of course, you wait around for a while. Then I got the opportunity to speak to the three of the judges, which was interesting, Kristen, Tom, and Gail.
Yeah.
Got a chance to interview them and talk to them about Milwaukee, talk to them about their favorite restaurants, their favorite foods in Milwaukee. Spent a lot of time with Tom because he has a good history here. Very good friends with Paul Bartolotta, so really knows him well. He actually told me a few pretty good Paul stories I could use in my future conversations with Paul, which is very interesting. Nice guy. But again, they all talked about real good restaurants they loved here. They love Three Brothers. They love the ice cream. They love the custard. The thing they said over and over about our city, Libby, is how friendly we are. Tom was the one who told me that last year they shot in London. And it was just like, okay, whatever. Somebody's here. But then when it came to Milwaukee, he said everywhere they went, everybody was opening with them, very friendly with them, asking them in and talking to them, very engaging. He said it's just been such a wonderful experience for them. And then after we got through eating, we got the chance to actually go in the control room and watch all the cameras. They had cameras basically on every table where everybody ate. And one of the secrets I learned was that the hidden mic was in the salt and pepper shaker area. So they could get all your conversations as you were talking about the food, as you're talking about the show and the judges and all that. So we got to watch all the cameras and could see how they were acting, see the slow service that they talked about on the show, see how the kitchen was reacting, get to see all that, which was fascinating to me because, I mean, I love that kind of stuff. I love to see how things happen. You know, there was probably 4 or 5 hours of footage and like an hour show, hour 15. So they film a lot of stuff just to have their 1 hour show.
I imagine you saw a lot of things that edited out. Anything strike you?
No, I think more of the comments and some of the judges and stuff like that. Nothing that was really crazy, but just very interesting how they chose and how things were like out of order. We actually noticed when watching the show, one of the groups who was eating with us in the first seating was actually aired in the second seating their comments. So that was kind of interesting how they switched things around. I mean, how does anybody know? So that was fascinating. And then just to watch how people were interacting with the chefs and to see all of them, because they also had cameras back by each of them too. So that was very interesting. It's a great way to watch how a show is made. It's not easy. I was also amazed at the number of people they had there. They had hundreds of staff there, everything from food to logistics to drivers to everything.
Was the food really over the top delicious?
Yes, ours was. Now, I ate on Side 4 channel, so I had that. And I thought it was neat for us. We didn't get to eat all the food. We got to choose. Remember, there was one choice for each three of the courses. So what we did, my wife and I, is we each had one of each. Mm-hmm. Other than the entree course where there was three choices there was a vegan choice. So we got to try them, which was really good to me. You know, I've been asked a number of times over the past couple days, what was your dish? And it was not the one that got picked. I loved the fresh walleye salad. It was very good by Dan. But I thought the carrot one with the chowder was excellent and was by far my number one choice. And, of course, the ice cream. The ice cream at the end was fabulous.
I've always wondered, you don't pay for that meal, do you?
Correct. No, they don't. What they asked us for was after we were done, they handed us a check in a sense, and they asked us to grade our meal. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think we were used in terms of who won in the end, but I'm sure they wanted our input and they wanted our best. So we went through each of the courses, and there was four of us at the table, and we judged each course, and we gave them our feedback on it. So that was kind of fun, just to be able to pretend we were the judges, right? That was pretty cool.
And the other part is, do you tip the servers?
We did not tip the servers. We were not allowed to do that.
So this was all, you were there as guests of Top Chef?
We were guests. Correct, correct. And they took care of the servers.
Was there anything that surprised you more than anything else?
I think one was the quality of the food, because you just don't know when you're serving that. I thought it was really, really good. It was very enjoyable. I thought it was interesting knowing a little bit, because again, I hadn't watched a show until this year. So I'm learning a lot, but I mean, the fact of asking them to create a restaurant in 24 hours is fascinating. And the way they have it right there on the lakefront, they created this restaurant. And I also thought the three of the judges, they were so friendly. You know, you often hear about Hollywood actors and people like that being arrogant, but they were so nice and they were just so happy to be in Milwaukee, which is what I've heard over and over and over again about the show, is that unlike other cities, maybe they were happy to be here because of the way everyone was treating them and everyone had welcomed them here with open arms.
Well, it was great to see you. I got so excited when I saw you and especially your wife walking restaurant.
She's way more important than me. You should always look for her because I'm somewhere way in the background of her.
It was a great show. And thank you for sharing all the behind the scenes secrets of Top Chef.
I would encourage people to watch. Libby, I don't know about you. I think it's been great for the city. I think every week seeing our city, seeing the Art Museum, seeing City Hall, seeing the Riverwalk has made our city look really good.
It's always good to hear from Mark Cass. You know, it's Mother's Day today. And of course, Debbie Lozick is going to tell us why so many people take their mothers to brunch to celebrate. It's also the start of National Police Memorial Week. And there's a very special observance going on around the area tomorrow night. And it happens just before midnight and it honors the fallen. And we're going to tell you where that's going to be. Also, Teddy Nykel from the Milwaukee Business Journal is going to take a look at why the president was back in Racine this past week. We're going to find out why a lot of people aren't mowing their lawns. And also, is there really such a thing as a blue stove? Well, we'll tell you where you can see one. We've got Matt Miller here. He goes ape over a new movie. We're going to look back at the week in review. Isaac, of course, is here pushing those buttons. Jessica Ganso is in the newsroom. And we also have the debut of Wyatt Parmar-Pooley with sports in just 1 minute right here on WTMJ. It's 60 degrees.
Time for a WTMJ sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. The Brewers having a frustrating night at the plate, 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position until Rhys Hoskins stepped to the plate with two on and two out in the bottom of the seventh.
Kittredge ready. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball hit to center. Backing up is Ciani. Still back. Ciani onto the track. Leaps up. It is gone! It is gone for Rhys Hoskins. And the Brewers take the lead in the seventh inning, a three-run home run.
That bomb just over the center field wall, erasing a 3-1 deficit, 5-3 the final score in favor of the Brew Crew. They've taken the first three games of this series versus the Cardinals and eight straight versus St. Louis. That's the longest winning streak over the Cardinals in franchise history. Now they can get greedy as Bryce Wilson takes the mound Sunday looking for a Milwaukee sweep. Our coverage starts at noon. Brewers warm up with Dom Catronio will get you started right here on WTMJ. And the Milwaukee Admirals face a do-or-die game five Sunday against the Dallas Stars as they return to the Milwaukee Panther Arena here in downtown Milwaukee. It's the second straight season the Ads and Stars have gone the distance in their playoff series, the fourth time in the past three seasons that Milwaukee has needed a winner-take-all game to decide a series. Puck drops at 5 p.m. I'm Wyatt Barmore-Pooley, WTMJ Sports.
Great to have you here this morning, Wyatt. Thank you so much. You'll be back again in about 30 minutes. Coming up, we've got Teddy Nykel from the Milwaukee Business Journal, and she's going to explain exactly why the president was in Racine last week. And also, we're going to have your forecast right after this. It's 60 degrees at 819 on WTMJ. You're going to have a pretty nice Mother's Day. It's going to be warm, breezy, mostly sunny. We have a little chance of a shower later on today, but we're going to get up to 80 degrees. Then tonight, we've got a chance of some showers, partly cloudy, down to 58. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy. Chance of showers again. It's going to be 70 degrees early in the day, and then that temperature is going to start to fall. Tuesday, some clouds, about 56 for a high if you're near the lake, 63 inland. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 63 degrees. Let's see. Right now, if you're waking up in Racine, you've got 50. 54 degrees. Mequon has 57. Oconomowoc's at 56. And we have 60 degrees at WTMJ at 822. It's time to check in on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline with Teddy Nykl from the Milwaukee Business Journal. And boy, it was a big weekend. That area around Racine when President Biden was in town, Teddy. And it's all about Microsoft and their $3.3 billion AI data center.
Yes, that was obviously the big news this week. President Biden even came into town to help announce the news. So we've just been kind of digesting this and kind of what it means for the region. Obviously, we knew Microsoft was already working on some data centers there, so it wasn't totally news. But the fact that they are expanding, they put a number on it with the $3.3 billion. They've really upped the jobs number. They're saying now 2,000 permanent jobs and 2,300 union construction jobs associated with this. And then they also announced some other workforce development related things to AI. So some partnerships to kind of help upskill the workforce in this area to be prepared for some of these data center jobs, some IT jobs, and just AI in general. There's a AI center at the UW Milwaukee campus that they announced this week. So that was big news as well. And that's really focused on helping manufacturers kind of plug into AI and utilize its benefits. So there's been a lot to unpack about the Microsoft announcement this week.
Well, one of the things that President Biden said in his speech is he really, really kind of took off after Foxconn. Is that dead in the water? Is there anything with Foxconn that we're going to be seeing in that same area, or is that in the past?
Foxconn does the extent of everything they originally promised didn't materialize, but they do have a factory down there. They have about 1,000 employees, I believe. And so it's not like there's no presence of Foxconn. Foxconn is definitely still in the area near where the Microsoft data center will be. So Foxconn actually reached out with a statement this week kind of sharing, you know, the impact that they've had, which again, you know, around 1,000 jobs. So they're still in the equation, but definitely not to the extent that they once announced back in 2017.
All right. Well, we have a countdown and it's all about the RNC. And apparently another major downtown employee made an announcement about what they're expecting of their employees during that week.
Yeah, so we had our quarterly Power Breakfast event this week, and the Baird CEO, Steve Booth, was the keynote speaker, and we talked to him about a number of topics. But one of the things that came out of that was he said they're open to having their employees work remotely during the RNC. They have about 1,500 employees in their downtown corporate headquarters in the U.S. Bank Center. And this is interesting because, you know, obviously we've just been kind of watching to see how the RNC is going to affect the local business community. And a lot of the organizers of the RNC have really been encouraging people to be downtown during that week. You know, they want Milwaukee to look vibrant. So I think they would say they want people to work in the office that week. But some major downtown employers, you know, Baird and previously Northwestern Mutual have said they're going to let their employees work from home or at least give them the option to work from home, you know, just because traffic will likely be worse, you know, likely will be more congested getting downtown. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, kind of how other employers follow suit and, you know, what we end up seeing actually during the week of the RNC.
All right. And finally, let's take a look at the University Club because Northwestern Mutual has announced some intentions.
So yeah, if you'll remember, the University Club closed their downtown City Club at the end of last year. And so we've been really watching to see what is going to happen with that building. It's prime real estate right in downtown. And Northwestern Mutual recently announced that it's their intention to purchase the building. And this week we got a little bit more color into what they're thinking for the building. They still haven't announced exactly what they plan to do with it, but they're kind of working on rezoning the property to kind of open up a wider mix of possibilities for that space. But a company executive this week did say they're considering kind of keeping a lot of the uses the same. So they're looking at potential restaurants, guest rooms, event spaces, meeting spaces, which is a lot of what it was used for, you know, with the University Club. So they haven't fully announced exactly what they're planning to do with it, but that's along the lines of what they're thinking. But in the meantime, they have about a year of deferred maintenance. So, you know, a lot of the reason why the University Club closed was because the building had a lot of deferred maintenance that was needed. So now Northwestern Mutual is coming in and they're going to kind of have to do a lot of that over the next year. So we probably won't see anything new for the University Club until at least a year from now. But it'll be interesting to see. You know, another thing they mentioned is that it could become a public-facing space or remain a private space. And so that's something we'll be watching to see with the University Club building.
Teddy Nykl from the Milwaukee Business Journal. Great to have you here today.
Thanks so much, Libby.
It's 8:27. Coming up in the next half hour, Matt Miller goes ape. Oh, we'll tell you why. It's all ahead on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. Welcome back to the second half hour of the Mother's Day edition of Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. I'm Libby Collins. A little bit later on, probably about 8 minutes, we're going to tell you where you can find a blue stove. If you ever wanted a blue stove. But first, you know, it was quite a week when tornadoes touched down in Walworth County. There were stormy sky clouds in New York, and the president touted a major Racine County investment. There was so much more. It's the Week in Review, brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
What we do here is go back.
Going back to school today in Mount Horeb would be the first time since police killed an armed student outside the middle school.
Messages of support were written in chalk in front of the schools.
We're a big family, and I think anytime a family goes through a tragedy like this, there's ways that they can come together and support each other and get through it together.
All officers okay.
Police shoot and kill a suspect on Milwaukee's northwest side after a chase that began in Washington County.
They were attempting to locate a child abuse suspect who was driving a blue Dodge Grand Caravan.
That chase reaching speeds more than 145 miles an hour.
I don't think so.
The sheriff's office later said speeds of the chase reached 100 miles an hour,
okay,
which is a lot, but an 845.
The city of Milwaukee replacing Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Claire Woodall with her deputy, Paulina Gutierrez.
Court is in recess in New York, where Stormy Daniels is testifying about her 2006 encounter with former President Donald Trump.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Her detail vivid, from the black and white tile floor and the gigantic flower arrangement in the foyer to the silk or satin pajamas she said Trump was wearing.
Let's talk about sex.
No! God, please, no!
We had three rounds of storms Wednesday, capped off with severe weather late into the night.
Two twisters touched down in Walworth County.
Most of the time when we get zeros or ones, we're not really expecting it to be too impactful.
But this time was different.
First place we went to was a barn that had collapsed, and there were a whole bunch of sheep that were in the barn when that storm came through.
Hello, Wisconsin!
President Joe Biden touting the planned Microsoft AI data center in Racine County on his fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Did he really mispronounce the governor's name again?
It's always great to be with one of the best governors in America, Tony Evers.
That's not my name.
Hey there, Joe Biden.
Governor Tony Evers here. Are you kidding me?
In total, Microsoft now owns over 1,300 acres in Racine County, and President Brad Smith tells me they have no plans to stop building in the area.
What we announced today is what we're going to do between now and the end of 2026, and then we hope to do more.
Del Geisel, center point, fires a wrister, and scores! Mark Del Geisel!
Ascension, Wisconsin says some of its systems have been interrupted in a cybersecurity event.
The health system at this point still working to figure out what information is affected by this situation.
We know what it's like to have a patient crying and want their results. We can't give it to them, and it just takes so much more time.
As President Biden threatens to further withhold U.S. weapons from Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu firing back. If we have to stand alone, we will stand alone.
Breaking ball hammered out to left. Back goes Hampson at the track. Wall! Gone! Willie Adames flips this game on its head.
Hi, my name's
Willie Adames.
A former Kenosha teacher now faces nearly two dozen charges connected to an alleged grooming relationship with a student.
We, the people, are not going to stand for this. We're not going to let our children be harmed in any way.
What a week.
Golden shovel.
Nobody was as bad as you.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
And that's the Week in Review, brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited. I just want to say one thing about the Ascension Hospital thing. I happened to be there that day, and I talked to one of the nurses, and he said, you know what? He says, it's taking us longer. He says, but everybody is getting the precise care that they always should get. So, you know, they were hardworking, and it was a little hard for the people who were on call that day, but they got the job done. All right, it's 8:39 coming up. Did you ever want a blue stove? Well, maybe you do. Well, we're going to tell you where you can find one. It's all ahead on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News.
Ow, she's a brick. Ow. She's 1990. Just letting it all hang out.
It is going to be a beautiful Mother's Day, warm and breezy and sunny. And there's a chance of an isolated storm tonight, but don't worry, it's going to get up to 80 degrees. We already have 62 degrees at 842 on WTMJ. Well, nothing's more fun than looking at remodeled homes, and you're going to have an opportunity on May 18th and 19th to take a look at the Nary Milwaukee Tour of Remodeled Homes. And joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Michelle Brown from Nary. And tell us about some of those special things we're going to see on the tour.
That's right, Libby. On this 18th and 19th, you're going to see 10 beautiful home additions, stunning kitchen remodels, whole home transformations. There's an updated living and dining room. We have sunrooms, bedroom suites, bathrooms, laundry rooms, and mud rooms. There's also a resort-style backyard with a 20 by 40 in-ground pool that also includes an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and a striking paver staircase and patio.
Oh, it sounds like the kind of place you'd never move out of. Tell us about some of the very unique features. What's this about, a blue oven?
Yes. If you are visiting the Callen home in Mequon, there is the striking blue oven appliance in their kitchen. And we're seeing more and more people choosing to create those statement pieces in their kitchen to give it a little more personality. And we're also seeing the painted islands where we have the kitchens that just, they give it a little pop with that color. You have to see that blue oven. It's beautiful.
Now, I don't know about you, but I am a coffee addict and I like to have my coffee in a certain place. And you've got a coffee nook that's in a very interesting place in one of these houses.
For those that love that cozy coffee shop feeling, what would you say to having your own coffee nook craftily built under a staircase? I could hang out all day there, Libby, with a cup of tea and a good book for sure.
We don't want to forget the four-legged parts of the family either, with those custom doggy doors. And well, it's not the doggy door you used to remember, huh?
No. So as we're seeing more families choosing to stay put in their homes due to the high interest rates, we're really seeing customizing our living spaces. And that even extends to the family dog. So this family dog has a beautiful custom door so they can come and go as they please. That's something that you definitely have to check out.
Again, if you want to check it out, let's tell everybody how they can do it and where they can get tickets.
If you go to narymilwaukee.org/tour, you will find all the information there for tickets. Tickets are $20 each. They are purchased online, and the directions for the homes are right there on the website, including navigation to help you go from home to home.
Michelle Brown from Nary, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Libby.
It's 8:45, 1 minute away from Wyatt and Sports here on WTMJ.
Time for a WTMJ Sports Update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. It had all the makings of a frustrating loss, 0-7 with runners in scoring position, wasting a strong Freddy Peralta start. That all changed when the Brewers mounted the seventh inning rally that would give them the win Saturday night. Reese Hoskins doing the honors for the crew.
Kittredge ready. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball hit to center. Backing up is Ciani. Still back. Ciani onto the track. Leaps up. It is gone! It is gone for Reese Hoskins! And the Brewers take the lead in the seventh inning, a three-run home run!
After the game, manager Pat Murphy on the power of the Brewers' first baseman.
When he's using that approach to stay to right center, he's square to the ball, he's really tough because he has that type of power to go out anywhere. And yeah, that's beautiful.
A 5-3 win at American Family Field and a bit of an odd one. The Brewers' other two RBIs coming on hit by pitches with the bases loaded. Now the crew goes for the four-game sweep today. Our cover starts at noon. Brewers warm-up with Dom Catronio will get you started right here on WTMJ. And the Milwaukee Admirals facing a do-or-die Game 5 Sunday against the Dallas Stars at Milwaukee Panther Arena. The second straight season the Ads and Stars have gone the distance in their playoff series. The Game 4 win improving the Admirals' record when facing elimination to 10-3 since Carl Taylor took over behind the team's bench in 2018. I'm Wyatt Barmore-Pooley, WTMJ Sports.
Great job, Wyatt. Thank you so much. It's 8:47, 62 degrees. We're going to get up to 80 today. And coming up in just a couple minutes, we've got Matt Miller with us. Why is he going ape this week? We'll find out on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
We're going to the monkeys this morning with Matt Miller. He's the pop culture editor on Milwaukee.com. And it is a monkey kind of weekend, isn't it?
It's been a monkey kind of year. You had Kong, and now you have the kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It's hard to keep track of all of them because they all are kind of the same names, but with all, like, they confuse it because, like, you would think Dawn would be before War, would be before Kingdom, but the order's all out of whack. But now we have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes out right now in theaters. I gotta say, I'm kind of excited about this one. They don't get a lot of attention, but the new Planet of the Apes movies have always been really strong. There's been good ideas, good themes. The special effects are underrated, I would say, in terms of bringing these motion capture situations to life. And then the action has always been really good. And now we have this new installment, and I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be the first real blockbuster to do well this year.
I don't think I've seen a Planet of the Apes movie since Charlton Heston. Do the monkeys look real?
They're CGI. They look really cool, really impressive. And it's all motion capture done, but they still move like apes. I believe in the original movies, Andy Serkis did a lot of the motion capture work, and obviously he's the guy behind Gollum and all of that. So they've always done really well with these new ones. They're not the old school Charlton Heston era, you know, goofy look.
Oh, thanks for the memory. Another movie people are talking about is on Netflix with one of my favorites, Jerry Seinfeld. And of all things, it's about Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, and it's even weirder than it sounds, honestly. It is one of the strangest movies out there, honestly. And I mean, it kind of makes sense because people forget Jerry Seinfeld's big movie pet project of this century was Bee Movie, an animated movie about bees going to court over honey. It was so weird, so funky that he would be like, yes, kids will love this, adults will love this. And now he has this bizarre Netflix movie that's like, we have had a lot of movies about brands over the recent year, you know, Air and Flamin' Hot and BlackBerry and Tetris. And this is like a parody of that, but it's not like a direct parody or anything. It is like the creation of the Pop-Tart, but if it was like an SNL sketch, but feature length long, it is so strange. There is a sentient ravioli that becomes alive at some point.
What?
Every person, yes, that is not, I did not make that up.
All
there
right.
is a sentient ravioli. There is a space race, but for Pop-Tart, it is very strange. I don't think it's good. I cannot call it in good conscience a good movie. I have to respect it on some level, though, because I like that this is the kind of comedy, it's almost Airplane style, where every scene is like 45 jokes, and they are just throwing jokes at the screen. And obviously, it doesn't have the hit rate that Airplane does. Airplane is almost constant jokes that are all really funny. This is a lot less of a batting average. This is maybe batting around the Mendoza line.
Well, it's got Jim Gaffigan in it, though.
Yeah, for a little bit. Like, the thing is, the movie has a really great all-star cast of anyone who's ever been funny ever. But most of them are in the movie for maybe about 5-10 minutes, maybe. You know, no one's really, like, other than Jerry Seinfeld, I think Gaffigan is in it a decent amount. And Amy Schumer's in it a decent amount. But a lot of this is cameos. A lot of this is kind of bit parts. And again, a lot of it isn't that funny. It looks bad. It looks like an SNL movie. Weirdly enough, the cinematographer of the movie also did the Matrix movies. One of the most iconic cinematographers of all time also made the Pop-Tarts movie. It's just a very strange film. If you want to see how it goes by you, go for it. But I can't promise you'll have a good time with it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was looking forward to it. All right, finally, Top Chef is halfway through. They had restaurant wars the other night. Dan Jacobs, of course, our Milwaukee chef, he came out on top of that one. But I was a little confused because there were 9 contestants instead of 8, which kind of gave one team an advantage, didn't it?
Yeah, or a disadvantage, you could say. You could argue that, you know, having 5 people on the same team could make more work. But at the same time, you know, 4 people, more work for everybody as well. It was kind of an odd situation. And again, I don't know why they felt like they had to do restaurant wars this week if you had an uneven number. It was kind of a strange restaurant wars because I think in general the food turned out pretty well. They didn't have a lot of complaints about the food, But the judges had all these complaints kind of about conceptual stuff where they were like, oh, does this menu really work as a menu and things like that? And I don't know. You expect Restaurant Wars to be more traditionally messy. You know, you expect it to be more dishes not going out right and people angry at one another and stuff like that. And you don't expect it to be them kind of having philosophical debates over whether or not channel, the water concept really came through, or what truly is fusion on this plate. It was just kind of an odd episode. But like you said, I'm glad Dan showed up on top. And that's two wins for him now. He has to be in the conversation for being kind of a favorite to make the finale.
Which is pretty exciting. Speaking of excitement, you will have your Top Chef viewing party again this Wednesday, and tell us about it.
Yes, we are there at Zocalo in Walker's Point every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. There are drink specials. There's tons of food trucks making delicious food, and we've got the show on with subtitles and sound, so no matter what, you get to hear what's going on or see what's going on. It's always a good time, and whenever Dan does well, there's a really fun, exciting kind of roar from the crowd. We've got a really good bunch of people who are really getting interactive with the show, so it's a great time. Everyone should come out and enjoy.
All right, Matt Miller, always great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we mentioned Jim Gaffigan in that. And a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to do a conversation with Jeannie Gaffigan, his wife, who, of course, is from Milwaukee. And it's really interesting. So if you go to our conversations page at WTMJ.com, you're going to have to scroll down a little bit. But it's there. And she talks about how they met and what they had in common and about raising kids in New York City and how she loves coming back to Milwaukee, especially when they do the New Year's Eve show every year at the Pabst. So it's really a good conversation, and I hope you take the time to listen to it. I love Jim Gaffigan. You know, he grew up not far from where I grew up. Really? In Northwest Indiana. All right, coming up to 8:57, it's going to be a really nice Mother's Day. Get ready, because temperatures are going to get up to 80 degrees, maybe even a little warmer as you go further inland. It's going to be mostly sunny. Now, yeah, we do have a chance of some isolated showers and storms, but that's not till later on tonight. And that's when it's going to get a little cloudy, down to 58. Tomorrow, though, we're going to start out with a temperature around 70. But then that's when we do have a chance of some showers and storms, and it's going to get a lot cooler during the day. Tuesday, partly cloudy and breezy. Our high temperature is going to be 56 degrees, a little bit cooler, or a little bit warmer, I should say, inland. And then Wednesday, the sun comes back. High of 58 degrees, 63 inland. And on Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers in the later part of the day and a high of 65 degrees. Right now in Port Washington, we have 56. Richfield's at 59. Franklin has 60. And we have 63 degrees at WTMJ at 8:57. Coming up, we've got Jessica Gatzo in the newsroom. And right after that, you know, it's Mother's Day. A lot of you taking moms to lunch. And Debbie Lazaga's going to tell you why it all happened that way. How did it all get started? Why do we take mom to brunch? We'll have the answer for you. It's all ahead on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News.
This is Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News with Libby Collins.
And welcome back to Hour 2. And a little bit later on, we're going to tell you why you're seeing so many unmowed lawns. Maybe your neighbors aren't lazy. Don't know. You know, that's something you could do for mom today, Jessica. You could cut the lawn.
Well, I'll probably be planting some flowers. Definitely. Ooh. Some yard work is in the forecast.
You know, that is one of my favorite things about Mother's Day. The flowers all come out. I've been going crazy for the last week and a half buying flowers. I haven't gotten around to potting them yet because it's still a little chilly, but I have a bunch of them. I even talked my husband into getting me a couple trees the other day. That's a long story. But, you know, but the one thing that we always seem to do with mom, and my mom, of course, is no longer with me, but I always used to take her to brunch. And that's what so many people do. But did you ever wonder how it all began? Debbie Lazaga did some research.
Oh, boy. Mother's Day. Okay. I can get her flowers, a necklace. Oh, I'm hungry. Aha! Brunch! Let's see. Okay, Google, what you got for me? Brunch spots in Milwaukee. Holy 1,280,000 entries? I think I'm going to need help.
Brunch is the fastest growing full service segment of dining in the United States. More people are opening brunch concepts than any other type of restaurant right now in the full service dining.
That's founder and co-owner of the Black Shoe Hospitality Group, Dan Seidner. They run Blue's Egg, Story Hill BKC, and Buttermint Fine Dining. So how did all this start?
The one thing I can say with certainty is it's decidedly an American term. Second thing is that Southerners lay claim to it and New Yorkers lay claim to it.
That's right. It's the battle of the North versus the South.
The New Yorkers say that it came out of coming off of big nights of partying and the later meal that was both kind of a start and end to the day. Southerners talk about how it was coming off of fasting and that after church people would do it. There's also an argument that it had to do with some of the hunting traditions. So there's lots of different arguments out there.
As for the term, according to the Smithsonian, the word brunch, the blending of breakfast and lunch, first appeared in print in an 1895 Hunter's Weekly article by British author Guy Berenger. He suggested an alternative to the heavy post-church Sunday meals in favor of lighter fare served late in the morning. Lighter fare? Well, not really anymore.
Eggs Benedict is our most popular dish. Here at Blue's, one of the big differentiators for us are our hash browns, which we call Blue's Browns. Best described as a hash brown sandwich because we browned both sides and then we fill it and brown it some more. We have a shrimp and calamari scramble on our menu. We'll do high-quality steak preparations for breakfast.
Okay, sold. Well, let's take a look at things by the numbers.
We average, I can tell you, for the week purchase, we're not yet back to full steam, but pre-COVID, we were using around 8,000 eggs a week. Right now, I'd probably put it at about 6,000 eggs a week. It's hundreds, if not thousands, of eggs in a day. We produce somewhere between 500 and 700 gallons of coffee a week. For bacon, we brown off probably about 3,000 pieces of bacon a week. On a Sunday here at Blue's Egg, we typically take care of between 400 and 550 people.
So a lot goes into this phenomenon called brunch. Just something to keep in mind when you take Mother Dear out for her special meal on Mother's Day. Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ News. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to get some Eggs Benny.
And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. You know, it is Mother's Day, but it is also the beginning of National Police Memorial Week. And let's go to our Tri-County Contracting Hotline to find out about a special event. This week is National Police Memorial Week, and joining us is Gary Byers. He is with the Greater Milwaukee Fire and Police Pipes and Drums, and they are holding a special memorial service tomorrow night, just before midnight. And Gary, tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at 11:55 on Monday night.
Monday night, there'll be 22 pipers throughout the state, from Coleman to Racine, and several in the Milwaukee area, including West Bend, Franklin. And we have the 22 pipers. They will strike in at 11:55 p.m., and they will be playing Amazing Grace. They'll play it twice standing still and once as a walk away. That is done in order to memorialize the fallen police officers that have paid the ultimate sacrifice for us.
And when police and firefighters pass away, typically the pipes play at their funerals, do they not?
Yes, it's quite a tradition, yes. This particular tradition started in 1994 with the Emerald Society person from Chicago playing at midnight at the memorial in Washington, D.C. In 2020, that got suspended because of the pandemic. And we, as pipers in Milwaukee, did not want that to discontinue. So in 2020, we started our own tradition in Wisconsin of the Midnight Piper. All the pipers will strike in at midnight on Monday the 15th, and we promise we will never forget the fallen. And that's our way of bringing attention to the fallen officers and their sacrifices, and our promise to them that we would never forget them.
I know this year, in addition to Milwaukee Police Officer Peter Jerving, there are three more officers throughout the state of Wisconsin who lost their lives in the line of duty this past year. Will there be an opportunity for members of the public to go to these memorials on Monday night?
Yes. The memorials, we've got several. Facebook has got the information on, and we've got posters scattered throughout the Milwaukee area. But if anybody would need that information, they can go online to Milwaukee Bagpipes and find out all the locations. They're numerous in Milwaukee.
And if you'd like the entire list of locations where memorials are going to be held tomorrow night, text the word police to our WTMJ talk and text line. That's at 855-616-1620. When my brother passed away, he was a Cook County Sheriff's police. And I'll tell you, the Emerald Society was there and they did the Amazing Grace at the end. And you just can't imagine how emotional that is. And for the family of anyone who served as a police officer, especially those who have lost their lives, it is a very moving tradition. It's 9:14, and in just a couple minutes, we've got Wyatt Barmer-Pooley with WTMJ Sports right here on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News.
Time for a WTMJ Sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. The Brewers having a frustrating night at the plate, 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position until Rhys Hoskins stepped to the plate with two on and two out in the bottom of the seventh.
Kittredge ready. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball hit to center. Backing up is Ciani. Still back. Ciani onto the track. Leaps up. It is gone! It is gone for Rhys Hoskins. And the Brewers take the lead in the seventh inning, a three-run home run.
That bomb just over the center field wall, erasing a 3-1 deficit, 5-3 the final score in favor of the Brew Crew. They've taken the first three games of this series versus the Cardinals and eight straight versus St. Louis. That's the longest winning streak over the Cardinals in franchise history. Now they can get greedy as Bryce Wilson takes the mound Sunday looking for a Milwaukee sweep. Our coverage starts at noon. Brewers warm-up with Dom Catronio will get you started right here on WTMJ. And the Milwaukee Admirals face a do-or-die game five Sunday against the Dallas Stars as they return to the Milwaukee Panther Arena here in downtown Milwaukee. It's the second straight season the Ads and Stars have gone the distance in their playoff series, the fourth time in the past three seasons that Milwaukee has needed a winner-take-all game to decide a series. Puck drops at 5 p.m. I'm Wyatt Barmore-Pooley, WTMJ Sports.
Thanks a lot, Wyatt. It is up to 65 degrees at 9:17 on WTMJ. My very favorite bumper, Isaac, for Mother's Day. Thank you very much. It is going to be a beautiful Mother's Day. We're going to get up to about 80 degrees. It's going to be sunny. Then we're going to see some isolated storms later on tonight. And we've got that going on overnight with a low of 58. Tomorrow, the showers and storms, chances are going to continue. We're going to hit 70 degrees for a high, but then it's going to get cooler throughout the day. And by Tuesday, our high is only going to be in the mid to upper 50s, maybe a little bit warmer inland. Wednesday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 58, 63 inland. And then Thursday, the clouds are coming back with another chance of some evening showers and a high of 65 degrees. Right now in Sheboygan, we have 58 degrees. Tosa has 61. Delafield's at 62. And it's 65 degrees at 9:22 on WTMJ.
The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
I'm Vince Vetrano, and this is the Sunday Sip. Joined this morning by Peter Nice of Expedia Cruises in Brookfield. And Peter, I want to invite folks to join me, and I think you're going on this trip too, probably.
I am, Vince. I probably will be the one that's going to be hosting this cruise with you. And
the
thank
Vinny
you again
Cruise.
For having me come back here.
Great to see you again. So the Vinny Cruise is happening over the New Year's holiday, 24 into 25, on Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. Just tell me about the itinerary we have here in the Western Caribbean.
Okay, the itinerary we're going to be doing is obviously we're going to take off from Port Canaveral. We're going to hit their perfect day at Coco Cay, which is their private island.
Now, you've been there. It's amazing, right?
I was just there a couple weeks ago, and I'm telling you, it's an amusement park on steroids. It is
that sounds great.
It's really awesome. Plus, they do have, if you're going there and you don't have any children, or if your kids are old enough to be by themselves, the adults can go to their adult part of that island. Really cool, big pool, swim up bar, cabanas, a restaurant there. You can eat right there. You can just chill for the day.
Number of different stops in the Caribbean, but let's talk about the ship itself while we're at sea. The Wonder of the Season is an extraordinary ship. There's so much to do. Some folks may not even want to get off.
That is correct. You could probably spend the whole week without getting off the ship, and you would have something new to do every day on that ship. From, you know, they got 20 dining options. They got rock climbing, a flow rider. I watched that. That was cool. I didn't do it myself, but it was cool. Ice skating rink. It's zip lining. I mean, everything is on there. It's just a floating city. A
couple of things I wanted to mention about our cruise that we're planning specifically as well. Right now, this is not just an opportunity to be with other folks from Wisconsin and do some things together, but it's also a really good deal that you can't get online except for booking through Expedia Cruises and this particular event.
That is true, Vince. We actually booked these cabins last year at last year's rate. So if you went online and tried to book this cruise right now, you're going to be paying significantly more money.
Yeah, I know we're somewhere just south of $1,000 in savings per person, depending on the package you take.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In terms of what we're planning together now, there are limitless excursions at many of the stops. But one of the things that you and I are going to continue to work on is my family's laid out a number of things that we want to do. And for at least one of those, we're going to invite everybody to come so we're all doing something together.
That is correct. That'll be an awesome time.
You know, you mentioned that we reserved a block of rooms, and I've heard so many great things. You know, our John Mercure has taken folks on cruises. Steve Scafidi has taken folks as well. And people like to travel together. It's a really fun time when we can get to know one another and pair off or go with other families, all kinds of things that people like about it.
It's awesome. Actually, you can really meet new people and they become friends of yours because you travel. You're like-minded. You're traveling because you enjoy cruising. You want to see the world, and you build these relationships with them. And you know, we'll probably try to do this every year.
So booking on the Vinnie Cues can save you up to $875 per person, depending on your package. That's over the New Year's holiday. Let me ask you about cruising in general while I have you. Really wicked popular right now. Like, these ships are selling out, Peter.
We are selling into 2026 already. It's incredible. People want to travel again. And I think the nice thing about cruising is that you get on the ship, you're going to see different countries, you're going to go to different places, and you don't have to pack and repack and get on a bus or a cab or whatever. You're right there. And I'm telling you, boarding and unboarding these ships are super easy. It's not like you're standing in long lines.
Yeah, they're so big. So with thousands of people on board, they've figured out a way to get people on and off efficiently?
Absolutely. I mean, they stagger you as far as your boarding pass. You know, when you're going to board the ship, you download the app on your phone, you fill out the information like it is.
Great.
You walk up, they take a picture of you, you walk on the ship.
Oh, beautiful. Wanted to ask you this because there are so many ways that folks can just go online and book things themselves. And if they want to do that, that's fine. But what's an advantage of those who decide they want to work with an agency like Expedia Cruises in Brookfield? How do you help them?
Well, you get a personal travel consultant that's going to be helping you in booking. You're the one that doesn't have to call the cruise line if there's an issue or if you're booking, you know, five people in a cabin, you can't book that online.
Right.
You have to go through us or go directly to the cruise line to do that. We navigate all that for you. We're going to help you do your pre-air and pre-hotel and book all that for you. And it's effortless. You just tell us what you like and we'll make it happen for you.
I'll tell you, having cruised before, it can get overwhelming with all of the options. And I love the opportunity to sit down and talk to someone like yourself who's been on these ships, who's been in many of these ports of call, who could say, this is something we really recommend. This isn't something that folks have liked. Take the soda package or take the all-in alcohol package. Somebody I can ask these questions to.
Absolutely. We navigate that all for you. We find the answers. Now,
yeah.
If we don't have an answer for you, we're going to find it out and we're going to get back to you. You aren't the one that's got to spend all your time hunting and fishing, trying to figure out what the best package is for you.
Talking with Peter Nice of Expedia Cruises in Brookfield. You can check into the Vinny Cruise as well. Last thing on that, I just think the opportunity to be at sea, Peter, with folks from Wisconsin over the New Year's holiday. I know one thing they're planning is fireworks and such on New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. I think that's going to be fantastic.
Well, you know, I look at this and it's like you get to spend Christmas together with your family here in the cold snow and all that type of stuff. And then a few days later, bam, we're going to be flying down to Florida, boarding this beautiful ship and spending the time in the Caribbean in some nice warm weather.
I think it does work for all kinds of people as well. Couples, parents, maybe grandparents. I think you just mentioned something. Can you imagine on Christmas you've surprised the whole family? We are all going together on this amazing cruise.
Yes, absolutely. Multi-generational cruising is huge nowadays.
Would love to have you join my family on New Year's for the Vinny Cruise, a Royal Caribbean expedition along with Expedia Cruises in Brookfield. You can text CRUISE to 855-616-1620. That's CRUISE, C-R-U-I-S-E, to 855-616-1620. Or email me, vince@wtmj.com, for more information on this fantastic opportunity and a whole bunch of money that you can save being at sea with all of us over the New Year's holiday. Peter, wonderful to see you.
Thank you very much, Vince. Have a great day.
It's 9:29 on WTMJ. Welcome back to the final half hour of the Mother's Day edition of Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. It's going to be a beautiful day today. We're going to get up to 80 degrees at WTMJ. Well, you might see some lawns that look a little overgrown right now, but don't judge because there's a reason. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Dr. Chelsea Cook. She's from the Cook Lab. She's an assistant professor at Marquette University. And Chelsea, tell us what no-mow May means.
So no-mow May is essentially an effort to get people to think about the little ecosystems that we foster in our yard. And they're incredibly important for pollinators. There is increasing research that shows that if we can leave some areas undisturbed and let them grow, get a little weedy, get a little overgrown, this actually does a lot to support pollinators. So when we engage in no-mow May, we stop cutting our grass, we let it grow a little long, and we also let the other plants grow. We call them weeds. We have a negative connotation about them, but they're incredibly successful plants in disturbed environments, which is what we do when we mow. We disturb the environment that is our yard. And so when we let the grass grow, we let sticks and all these other plant material hang out in our yard, and we let those weeds grow, what we're doing is we're fostering a healthier ecosystem. The roots of your grass grow deeper as your grass grows taller, and those weeds emerge and they can feed the bees and the butterflies and all these other pollinators that we depend on so much.
Yeah. Let me get this straight. So don't pull the dandelions. Leave them
Don't
there?
Pull the dandelions. If you want to pull the dandelions, I would absolutely recommend pulling them over spraying pesticides on them, which are also incredibly detrimental to our pollinators. My argument, if you hate them, let them flower and then pull them before they go to seed.
And that'll take care of the weed problem, sort of.
Yes, but yeah, I mean, we call it a weed problem, right? But in a healthy ecosystem, diversity is the key. Anytime you try to keep a monoculture, like what we try to do when we hyper manicure our lawns, it's a fighting battle. So trying to keep it all one species, that is just inherently not what nature wants to do. So when you have a highly manicured lawn, you're creating a disturbed environment. And those plants that we call weeds are highly evolved, highly specialized to love that environment. And so the more you do that, the more you disturb your environment by mowing, by weeding, you're just creating a positive feedback loop where those weeds are going to just move right back on in.
What about the areas of your yard that may have mulch where you have plantings and things like that? Should you let the weeds grow there too?
No, I think you can keep those areas manicured and do what you will. So for example, I have some raised beds and garden beds, and I pull the weeds in there, absolutely. And I think that the best approach is not the all or nothing approach. You do not have to let your entire yard go to a meadow. You can have areas that are more manicured than others. You can have garden beds that have mulch that you control the weeds. Again, hopefully by pulling and not by spraying pesticides. And then if you've got a couple corners of your yard that you can let grow, let the grass grow a little bit tall, maybe in the fall and winter, let the leaves build up. So pollinators will also nest in twigs and leaves over winter. And so if there's just some areas you can leave like that and let go wild a little, way better than trying this all or nothing approach. We don't advocate for that.
Well, I feel a lot better now that I haven't been doing a lot of yard work.
Yes, exactly.
Dr. Chelsea Cook, assistant professor at Marquette, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Libby. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
But I got to get the pots out and put the flowers in. I haven't done that. I got the flowers. I've got the pots, but I haven't gotten the potting soil. All right, it's 9:40 on WTMJ. What do we have on Conversations today? I'll tell you right after this on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. It's 9:42, 65 degrees at WTMJ. Well, before she hosted Spanning the State, Kristen Bry spent a few years in Hollywood. She told me about some of the famous and infamous friends that she made when she was there. Did you have celebrity encounters?
Yeah, plenty.
Not that I want you to name drop or anything, but please name drop.
Joe Magnello, who was married to Sofia Vergara. He was in my acting class. Justin Baldoni was in my acting class. Katie Cassidy was in my acting class. My friend Camille, but she's not really famous. She's just been a working actress for a long time. This one's like now very taboo to name drop, but my best friend before I left to go to college was Armie Hammer, who is now,
speaking of controversial,
has been canceled. But he was truly, when we were in acting class together, we would refer to each other as cousins. So no one would ever assume that we were dating because otherwise they think they would.
So you dated him?
No.
I like how she said, no, I didn't date him. And if you don't know why she said that, chick, well, just Google Armie Hammer and you'll know why. All right, Spanning the States, Kristen Bry shares stories about her life in L.A., New York, why she came home to Wisconsin, and so much more. That's today at 11 on WTMJ Conversations. I love talking with Kristen. She was a lot of fun, and you'll want to get to know her even better than you already do by listening this morning to Conversations. All right, it is 9:43 coming up next. We've got Wyatt Barmore-Pooley. He's doing the sports on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News.
Time for a WTMJ sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. It had all the makings of a frustrating loss, 0-7 with runners in scoring position, wasting a strong Freddy Peralta start. That all changed when the Brewers mounted the seventh inning rally that would give them the win Saturday night. Reese Hoskins doing the honors for the crew.
Kittredge ready. 3-2 pitch. Fly ball hit to center. Backing up is Ciani. Still back. Ciani onto the track. Leaps up. It is gone! It is gone for Reese Hoskins! And the Brewers take the lead in the seventh inning, a three-run home run!
After the game, manager Pat Murphy on the power of the Brewers' first baseman.
When he's using that approach to stay to right center, he's square to the ball, he's really tough. Because he has that type of power to go out anywhere, and yeah, that's beautiful.
A 5-3 win at American Family Field, and a bit of an odd one. The Brewers' other two RBIs coming on hit-by-pitches with the bases loaded. Now the crew goes for the four-game sweep today. Our cover starts at noon. Brewers warm-up with Dom Catroni will get you started right here on WTMJ. And the Milwaukee Admirals facing a do-or-die Game 5 Sunday against the Dallas Stars at Milwaukee Panther Arena. The second straight season the Adams and Stars have gone the distance in their playoff series. The Game 4 win improving the Admirals' record when facing elimination to 10-3 since Carl Taylor took over behind the team's bench in 2018. I'm Wyatt Barmore-Pooley, WTMJ Sports.
Thanks a lot, Wyatt. One of our fans on the WTMJ talk and text line just wrote that the Brewers have the highest number of wins in Major League Baseball for games played on Mother's Day. I did not know that. Go Brew Crew. It's going to be a good day at the ballpark. It's 9:46, 65 degrees at WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
It's going to be a good day for Mom, especially if she likes getting out on the lake. Why not put the boat in? Because it's going to be warm, breezy, mostly sunny. Now, we do have a chance of some showers and storms later on this evening with a high of 80 degrees today. And tonight, we're going to get down to 58 with that chance of storms. And tomorrow, it's going to start out mostly cloudy. Our temperature is going to start at 70 degrees, and then it's going to get much cooler throughout the day with another chance of storms. Tuesday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 56 and 63 inland. Currently in Elkhart Lake, it's 63 degrees. Lake Geneva has 64. Muskego, you're at 63, and we have 65 degrees at WTMJ at 950.
The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
I'm Vince Vitrano, and this is the Sunday Sip, joined today by Inspired Closets Milwaukee. Katie and Dan are the wife-husband team over there in this great family-owned business. Great to see you both again.
Great to see you as well.
Hey, can we start with what's happening in your industry? I mean, this is a really hot sector in home improvement. What's new, fun, and exciting? What are people doing in their spaces?
Yeah, so as we are getting into warmer weather, garages, people are getting out and cleaning out the garages, and they just want it organized, whether it be slat wall or if they want to hide their stuff. We have cabinets, sliding doors, and also lighting. Is very huge.
As you get older, you could use up or need up to six times as much light as you did when you were in your 20s.
Boy, I've heard that from other people and can vouch for it myself, no doubt.
I'm experiencing it as well.
So we talk about garages. I wanted to take you back to that quickly. I've thought this for a long time. Everybody goes and cleans out the garage. But unless you've created new solutions for where your stuff goes, it just reaccumulates all the time. And you see that in the closets too, right?
Moving stuff around doesn't solve the problem.
Right. Exactly.
I've tried.
Well, let's walk through how it works. If folks come out to Inspired Closets Milwaukee and see the showroom, or more importantly, if you come into their homes, and this is why a lot of places do closets, you can buy all sorts of stuff online, but because you're local, you get the in-home visit when people ask you for their service. So tell me about how the in-home visit works.
Absolutely. So one of the things that really makes us unique is we want to know and understand about your space. So we get welcomed into the customer's home, and then we go and take a look at their space. We interview the customer. We ask them, oh, what do you like? What don't you like about your space? What do you envision? And then we take them back to the table and we'll sit down with them and show them some of their different options, how we can – different mounting styles and different options that we do have. And then we'll leave them with a idea brochure. It's a 100-page idea brochure. Let's know everything that we can and can't do. And then we'll go back to space, measure it out, and come back. And we have our laptop there ready to design the space right then and there, right in front of them. It takes about 15 minutes, but then we can really sit down and say, hey, here's your possibility, and show them their new closet in 3D right in their home.
Katie and Dan from Inspired Closets Milwaukee are with us. So, Katie, you can do that right sitting on the couch. Here it is, and then we know what it looks like. Can we mess around and tweak things then?
Absolutely. We can either design in the home with our 3D proprietary software system, or we can schedule a follow-up meeting in our 2,500 square foot showroom, which has 15 different displays.
I've been out there, and the other thing you have is the big giant screen, so we can put it up on the big screen as well.
Yes, and you can see the changes real time. You can see we're very transparent with everything, and you can see the price changes in real time as well.
Oh, sure, because what, do you do like a good, better, best, or do we start with this is, if we do everything, your dream space, here's what it would be and here's what it would cost, and then you can sort of whittle back if that's not fitting the budget?
Absolutely.
The customer's involved in the process. They know where the costs are coming from. When we meet in the showroom, we'll always have a good, better, best option for their space. And then the customer kind of finds, okay, this is where I'm looking at price-wise. And then we build it out from there. We tweak and make the changes. So they know adding four drawers costed this much. Taken away, they got this. And then we really find out, get a design in their budget. And the most important part is the customer understands where the costs are coming from, and they are involved in the process.
Talking with Katie and Dan from Inspired Closets Milwaukee. If you know where Gerke's Corners is, the corner's out there in Brookfield. Your showroom is right by there. And I definitely encourage people to have a visit, because whether it's debating over, is this worth the price for this particular amenity, or just the ability to see everything set up in front of them. I love that you can pull on the drawers, you can check out how the cubbies work, all of those things right there in front of you. I'm sure people tell you like they appreciate the ability to do that.
And they get to see the quality, not only the quality of our product, but the quality of our installers and our installation team. And it really makes a difference, because we offer a lifetime warranty on the product that we install. And so if something does happen, we'll fix for free for them.
One of my favorite things that I've seen in the showroom is the home office. So it's both a bedroom and a home office. So many people are working from home now, and you want to do more than just stick a laptop in the corner of the bedroom. And you have the full roll away, like the Murphy bed that goes right back into the wall. What I love about it is it's an office when you want it to be an office, and it really feels like a bedroom when it's a bedroom.
And it's important to have that space so you don't have to put all your work away and move it to a completely different room when someone wants to use the guest room. It's all organized. We have file drawers, everything. So when a person comes to stay, you just push the chair in, pull the bed down, make it, and your guest is able to stay there.
You want to be comfortable where you work, and you also want to be efficient.
Katie, I know we've talked about, you guys don't do a lot of sales. Stuff isn't always on sale. And I've seen some of these online. I got one time. It was like 40% off, whatever. I'm like, well, what are you pricing this normally? Or, you know, how much did you jack it up here just to make the 40% off? But you don't do a lot of sales, but you're doing one right now. Tell me a little about it.
We are. We have our spring sale. It's very exciting. It's the first time we've done it. And we're offering either 10% off your project or 18 months free financing.
Who's offering free financing right now on anything? Like, that's a tough deal to extend.
With the credit crunch, it's been harder and harder to find, but we've been able to have it, and we're so excited to offer it. Customers are really jumping at the chance to be able to convert their spaces but not have to pay for it right away.
It's Katie and Dan from Inspired Closets Milwaukee. I encourage a visit out to the showroom there in Waukesha. Thanks so much. Great to see you both again.
Great to see you as well.
Thank you, Vince.
It's InspiredClosetsMilwaukee.com if you want to check them out online.
And it is 9:56 at WTMJ. A little bit earlier this morning, we talked with Gary Byers from the Greater Milwaukee Fire and Police Pipes and Drums Corps. And tomorrow night, just before midnight, they're going to be playing Amazing Grace at a number of locations throughout the area in memory of our officers and law enforcement who are the fallen. And if you'd like a list of those locations where memorials are going to be held, again, it's tomorrow night and it is open to the public. You can text the word police to 855-616-1620. And I think it's a very moving memorial that you might want to attend if possible. All right. Also, coming up here after the news, we've got Brian and David Wickert. They're going to answer the question, is it a good time to buy a home? And that's on the AccuNet Mortgage and Realty Show right after the news. And then after that, at 11 o'clock, I'm going to be talking with our own Kristen Bry, one of the co-hosts of Spanning the State, along with Brian Noonan. And Kristen has such an interesting life. You know, she's a relatively young woman. She's lived a number of different lives, careers, everything from being an actress in Hollywood to being a stand-up comedian in New York City. She's worked tech. She's had a lot of life experiences. And of course, she brings them here to WTMJ. And we're going to get into all of it. I think you're going to find it very, very interesting. That's on WTMJ Conversations at 11 o'clock this morning. And then, of course, later on at noon, right? Our coverage of the Brewers, it all gets underway right here on WTMJ. I'm Libby Collins. Thanks for joining us today. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. It's going to be great weather today. We're going to get up to 80 degrees.